You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 66. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning.
Good
you
evening.
Made me laugh.
Because I just realized the way that you count, you've counted like this from the very beginning, where we now have this thing where we go, okay, count with five, but don't count out loud. So you go five, and then it's quiet. And then you go three. But it's like you're counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you go back to 3 again. So it's like you're giving me like an 8 count. And I just realized it, and that's why I'm like, wait a second.
I know, because wow. I was thinking halfway, I'm thinking, why am I doing 2 lots of counting? But anyway, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But you were just, I just caught your reaction at the corner of my eye, and I was just like...
Don't look at me. You know, I usually make people laugh when they look at me. So.
I know. Hey, anyway, we're
here. Doing?
How are you? How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. My cheeks are sore from laughing. Oh, that was funny. Anyway.
Okay. So?
Yeah.
Well?
So. So buttons.
Anything happening well?
Nah. Nah, just a little bit. I don't know if it's like major news or anything. You know, it's just like this little patch dropped.
Just a little one?
A little one.
Just a teeny tiny one?
Teeny tiny. Like a little hiccup.
There's so many jokes. I can't even. So we've gone to Argus. Is now like live. What's it called? Shadows of Argus or something like that. Right?
Shadow of Argus.
Shadow of Argus. So no plural. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Have you played through?
Nope.
The whole
Not
thing.
Yet. Nope.
Okay.
I only started last night because I've been pretty busy. So when it went live, I think there was hiccups and stuff. And I woke up and was like, I don't have time to play today. I've got to get this stuff done. So like the real world stuff done.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get to play until last night. So, yeah. So I've only done, I don't know, maybe the first little encampments.
Oh, okay. So
places,
you haven't
like,
seen the video yet?
Yes.
No.
Yeah?
There's two. There's one when you go, and then there's another one kind of near the end of what you do this week.
Right, okay. Then...
No, you have not.
There was one that I saw that, because Wingy and I were doing it together. But, yeah, anyway, I'll talk about that in my section. But yeah. I've started. Like, it's all very, this stuff, all the new zones. Yep. New Fell Reaver.
Yes, I saw that and I heard, and then I heard the sound.
I heard
like,
it before I saw it. I was like, oh, yeah, baby. Fell Reaver is back.
Boom.
And thankfully I missed it and I didn't get stomped. But, yeah, he looks big and nasty. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's all live now. And
all live. Yep.
I believe next week we're... So I think they just carry on where we're unlocking stuff. And I believe things will be unlocked after about 3 or 4 weeks. Like, everything will be unlocked.
Okay.
So,
right.
And
did you have any changes to the DK?
Nothing major, because I don't whinge and play Frost and be like, my spec sucks now.
Maybe.
For the first time that I can remember, Frost is actually not as good. And now, and everybody complained, and now they got a big buff. So it's like, give me a break. Whatever.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not worried. I can still beat Frost out.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Unholy. Nice. Right. Yeah. So no, but they've also done where we have a global RR to fact not null edge level, right? So right now we're all at level 41, and you no longer have to turn in class order hall resources and stuff. Next week we'll be at 42, and then the week after that 43. Apparently it's supposed to go up to 55.
Oh, right. Okay. All right.
So 55 means, and I should have done this before we went live, but so we'll say 5, 7, 8, 9. So we'll be at level 50 on November the 2nd, which is right before BlizzCon.
Right.
And we'll be at 55 on December the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I mean, not just that, but I mean, with these guys not announcing the expansion at Gamescom, it means that they're going to announce it at BlizzCon, which means it's going to be even more exciting to be there. Because I'll say that last year when they never announced it, it didn't feel as special. Because you can see that they're trying to focus on everything else. And not leave WoW back there. It's just they want to focus on everything, and sometimes WoW.
Well, they've got lots to focus on now. WoW
can't be like the top thing like they had before, because I don't know if WoW makes them as much cash anymore. I think it still brings them in cash, but last year it was a bit of a they didn't announce the expansion, even though it was their flagship game at one point. Things change. It's okay. I'm not griping. I'm looking forward to this BlizzCon, because I always treat them like my last one, so it'll be good to go out with a WoW expansion announcement, because I'm certain of it. So the raid should be coming out. I'd say we've got about 10 weeks or so left. So if you want to get your achievements and all that, maybe a little bit less, but actually maybe about 8 weeks. I'm just throwing out numbers. Maybe 42 weeks.
2, 7, 25, 164.
I had a dream.
Who knows? It's just numbers.
That my aunt gave me $32.50.
I know. I saw that.
Don't know why that number. I'm waiting for it to pop up to be like, oh, go get it. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for news. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what have you been doing in game?
Okay. So a fair bit, which is kind of funny. So I want to thank Broxamar, or Broxamar, depends on how you want to pronounce it. His name is Jesse. So he saved me a lot of money. because somebody booked their room for BlizzCon using a special rate for Disney pass holders.
What?
Even though they didn't have a Disney pass, they still booked it anyways. So I'm thinking, oh, I got a great deal. Great deal. And he was, when he, you know, decided, oh, I can actually go, he and I were going to room. Like just for the, I think he's coming in on November 2nd and leaving on the 6th. So we were going to split the cost for those nights. And then he looked at the screenshot that I sent him of the room, and he's like, wait a second, do you have a Disney annual pass? I'm like, no. He's like, huh. Well, what are they going to do when you can't present it? And I'm like, oh, crap. I can't believe I did that. I cannot believe I did that. So,
oh, boy.
I am feeling my age. I am absolutely feeling my age, because this is something that would never have happened before.
But
the mind goes. And I had booked this room like a long time ago.
Months ago.
Yes.
Months and months. Yeah.
So basically what would have happened is that they would have charged me at whatever the rate was that night.
Which, as
we get closer to BlizzCon, those rates are going to go up, right? So,
yeah.
I called them up and they said, yeah, we have to charge you whatever the rates are now or coming up. And I'm like, okay, well, just change it to what it is now. And it ended up being about $600 to $700 more. And I was like, okay, well, what it's going to work out to is that I have another room that's on my own that I was hoping I didn't need to use. But I'm going to have to use it because it is 100% cheaper. It's just a little bit further away. So walking kind of sucks for me. But it's better than paying $600 American more, because to me that's about $900. So yay.
Wow.
Conversion. So, thank you, Broxmar, because basically saved us a ton of money. I'm a bit of a fool now still, but I'm a less poor fool. If you want,
yeah, well,
right.
I
so
mean, that would have freaked you out. If
that would have completely killed me. Yeah. Yeah.
November. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been what? I don't have a Disney pass.
Yes.
Disney pass? Like, what do you mean? Yeah, I'm not buying a Disney pass. Because Disney, just to go in for one night is very expensive. So, BlizzCon. So, BlizzCon, basically, I am now pretty much set on my room. I just have to book my super shuttles, and I am ready to go. It's less than 2 months now. In less than 2 months, I will be, it's Thursday, I will be waking up from itch gone, and hopefully not completely wrecked. And I'll have a purple beard. Because we're thinking that the purple beard might happen Monday or Tuesday. Because I reached out to him and I said, hey, I'm coming in on Monday. So, and I have something happening on Thursday. So I don't know if I could do that night. And he's like, oh, well, earlier is better. I'm like, great.
Okay, cool.
So it's probably going to happen Monday or Tuesday, I would imagine. I'm really looking forward
exciting.
To that. Yeah. Exciting. I'm kind of sneakily hoping that we might be able to raise a little bit more money too, but I mean, that's just the thing. I think I still have the website open. Well, yeah. I'm looking at myself in thing, and I do this. What? And I'm kind of doing like some stuff with my hands.
I don't know.
Anyways, okay. So regular. Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Rating. Last week we went and did Mistress Shazam. I don't know what her name is. Shazim. Shazira. Shanini.
Shazza.
Shazza.
Mistress Shazza.
Okay. Mm. I like to call her Shazam. So we had problems. People doing things and not doing things, and who should we be trying to kill and what phase and all this. And basically I was saying everything goes to poop in phase three because you get everything that happens from phase one and then everything that happens from phase two happens in phase three. And yep. It's just like, it's just mental. It's crazy. You just, you're all over the place. Okay, get out of there. I can't get out of there. I can't kill that. It's like, I'm, oh, great. And yeah, I that guy's in our shot. That's nice. And I turned on my AC. So my AC's on. And I'm going to leave it on. What time is it? 6:04. I think we've been recording for about 20 minutes. I will try and filter it out in the podcast part. Because otherwise, the house will be warm all day. Okay, so I was going to say this fight is so hard. And last night we actually got her down, and it wasn't that hard. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like it wasn't like they nerfed her. So, and it wasn't like we killed anything new and got new loot. It was, we did it in three attempts.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it was like, what? Okay. So, yeah, I'm very happy we got her down.
That's awesome.
So now I think we need, I think we're 6 of 9 now. So we're almost there. No, wait. No, we're 5 of 9. So we have Desolate Host. We have the green-yellow boss. I forget her name. The Maiden of something or other. And then the Avatar. And then KJ. So we're 5 of 9. We got 4 left. And I'm pretty sure we can... I think KJ will be very hard. And will be stressed to get it done before the achievement is gone forever. I would like to get the Mythic, but I'm just not at that level. I just don't have the time to put into it. So, when 7.3 dropped... I decided, okay, I'm not playing my main because everything's going to be full and crazy and everyone's going to be trying to take my kills I want to be able to watch cutscenes. I want to be able to read text without hearing other people around me and all that stuff, right? And listen to text, that's what I mean, sorry, because there's a lot of voice acting. So... I decided to play on some of my alts. Okay. Some of my alts? That actually reminds me of an episode of Friends where Joey goes, supposedly? You know? Supposedly? No, it's supposedly. Yep. And he's like, supposedly? Like he slowly makes it. Yeah, it's supposedly. Okay, squirreling is over. Okay, so I got on my priests on Zul'jin, and I leveled from 21 to 47 as a healer, and I'm leveling as a Disco, and so I'm basically able to heal and kill things. It's fantastic. I love it. So basically, if you hurt things, you heal the people around you or around the thing, and it's really good. And one of the things that kind of bugged me is that I didn't really look like a priest. And I'm thinking, oh no, that's not good. So as I'm starting to... I started to open up my transmog stuff. And I start putting a set together to make me look like a priest. So like a Mullen white, right? And as I realized about halfway through, I was like, wait a second. Hold on. I'm doing transmog now. What is going on? I'm like, no. I'm not doing transmog. I'm just making my character look like the class that they're playing.
Which is you're doing transmog.
No. No. Mm-hmm. No transmog. So, okay. So I took a screenshot because I was rather proud of myself. I don't think it's the best that I could... Well, I think that this was the best that I could do considering what I have. And I mean, there are some transmogs out there that are great, but I was very proud of what I was able to do. I don't need to thank you. People probably won't like it. It's okay. So I'm just going to put the screenshot up really quick. So there's my little guy. He's all in white. And the closest thing I could really find was like white with a blue tingy on the fingertips. And he's got his white glowy scepter. Right. And yeah, I think I'm going to keep my eye out for more white things because, you know, he's a priest. He's not a shadow priest, right? So it's not bad. The other reason was that I figured if I did transmog, it would be easier to separate myself from everybody else. Because sometimes I get lost in all the stuff, right? And being white, like just pure white, I was like, oh, I can spot me easy now. So
I can spot me.
Oh, and now this has changed.
You just go, I can spot me.
I can spot me. There we go. Is that good? So I also leveled up a demon hunter up to 110 finally, and this is my first one I've gotten to 110. And at first I didn't really like DPSing, and then I started running into the same problem that I did with all of my other ones, and I've kind of left them behind because I was like, I don't know if I really like this, but. And then I got the hang of it. Things were dying really fast. I was like, wow, this demon hunter does AoE. Like, it's really good. And as much as I love my class, I hate to say it, but I think they're better in AoE. So, at first I was not into it, but now I am. So we'll see where that goes. But I wanted to get another 110 up there so I can maybe start doing mount farming and stuff. Because I haven't been really doing that lately.
Oh, there's so much going on.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's crazy.
It's like, what are you gonna do, right? This is a good problem to have.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So I'm very pleased with how things have turned out. The only other alt I played was an AIE, my AIE hunter, Beefstone, which you could probably guess what race he is. I got him up to 55, and I thought one of the things that popped out at me was that we actually did a proper run through of Incendius and Flintlock. So there's one of the Black Rock Mountain queues that you go into that if you get it, they say, okay, we'll go take the driller down to the Grim Hustler, and then basically you jump down into Incendius, and then you run back and go kill Flintlock. It's much faster. And your XP per hour is higher, which is good.
Yeah.
However, I've found that it's always like go, 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 go. And I thought it was neat to actually play it through the proper way. And going through the proper way, I don't know what my XP per hour was, but you know, we did kill more ads, that's for sure. But it wasn't so bad.
Okay.
It wasn't so bad. I think it added maybe another 10 minutes to it, whereas before it would be like maybe 5-10 minutes tops. So I think overall we ran through it, it was 20 minutes, and we had the tank actually run it through us and run back and drop us off back to where we needed to go. And then he quit. And he didn't say, okay, bye, guys. He was just, it was like, this is what I'm going to do, and here we go. And I'm going to be your guide. And he was our guide. And I actually kind of liked it. I don't know if I'd do it all the time, but it was good for a change, for sure. Okay. And it was good to see how it was intended to be run as a mini instance, even though the overall instance is huge. I did take a screenshot, though. We went back in with a different group, and because transmog, so I got my hunter. Originally, I had the hunter in green because I figured, well, they need to blend in with the trees and stuff. But then I'm like, no, I want my hunter to be red. So I found red. Okay, here's a screenshot. Here's my screenshot of my hunter as the king of the mountain.
Because
every time we're in there, I have to go in there. So I just need a red pet or that kind of, like, because it's not like red, it's close to red, but and the shoulders have a little bit of green in them, but I can probably go to the Barrens and go get a red raptor, right?
Yeah, no, well, just go down to Durotar.
Oh.
The red one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right near Senjin Village.
Yeah. Okay. Woohoo. So, yeah, transmog hit me again because I was losing my hunter and everything.
Addict.
No, I refuse.
No, too late.
Okay.
It's got you.
So, yesterday I did decide to jump on my main.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figure, well, we'll be doing raids, so we might as well, I might as well do the intro stuff to 7.3 and see how far I can get before raid starts. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. I won't reveal any lore spoilers, that's for sure, because they're...
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff happens. I will not say anything. I will only talk about the stuff that we know happens. And everybody should know this. And if you don't, it's live now, so you should. I don't know how you wouldn't know. So my first screenshot is me in the new ship waiting to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, that's good. That looks really pretty.
When I got out there and I was inside the ship, and it's basically all glass or force field or something in the front, and I was like, wow, that looks great. And I wasn't intending to do any screenshots. I was just going to go play through it. And I just thought just some of the scenery and stuff looks really, really good. So this is me waiting to make our leap, I guess. And then I couldn't help myself, but we have like this command console, and I figured, because we're on a spaceship, I was like, okay, well, beep boop, warp factor 9 engaged. So because, you know, I figure we're gonna engage the warp drive, right? So it took a little bit for that me to get good. To get the screenshot without anybody else around, because there's quite a few people there. But eventually I was able to get that, and I had to type my thing in and then hit screen and then hit print screen like as fast as I could. And it's like, you know, engage the warp drive, Mr. Crusher. When we finally arrived, I will say that I was in awe of being able to look at our planet, and being able to look at Seroth was it was amazing.
Very cool.
When I saw that, I was like, "Wow!" And I will tell you, it's funny. This is just a game, okay? And this is obviously not real life. Like, it's not a real photo or anything like that. But when I see stuff like this, I always get reminded of people that have been up in space. That when they look back and they can see the Earth, like for people that went to the moon, they look back and they see us as just we're just a small planet. Why are we fighting over we are one, right? And and basically shots like this make me I'm always in awe of them.
It kind of looks like Earth, doesn't it? Like
it does, and
it gives that kind of whole Earth vibe. It's really cool.
I was thinking I was actually thinking of waiting there and looking to see if the land would move. And if the land would move, then maybe try to chart what's coming up, what land masses you could see. I know that they've got lots of clouds on purpose, and they've got a little bit of smattering here and there. I think the maelstrom is right there, right behind the rock. So I would assume that immediately above the maelstrom right there is Northrend. And that, but there's some other land masses, you know.
Broken Shores
is a little bit further south. Right. You don't really see East Turn King
Thumbs at all. But you can make out Kalimdor. So,
yeah, and it just stuff really like cool. I was just amazed. I was like, wow. And I sat back and I literally said, wow. And my wife's like, what? And I'm like, come here and look at this. And Carrie comes over and she looks and she's like, oh. And I'm like, get out of here. So she's not as into it as I am. Carrie likes to play WoW once in a while, but I think she's tired of the repetition. So, yeah. So the only other thing I will say about the intro is that I was never a fan of Malfurion. Okay. And I certainly do not like him now because of things that happened earlier. And it's funny that he's the brother of basically the main protagonist that I don't think I ever really liked Illidan before, and I think now I really don't like him. And anytime he's around now, I get kind of, it's funny, it's just as a character, I don't want to be around him. I don't want to play around him. I don't like him.
You know when we go in the cinematic when we go in, which I suppose maybe everyone saw that cinematic.
Oh no, I'm not even talking about that. But everybody freaked out about that. Yeah.
When Illidan walks down and Velen's down the bottom. And Illidan walks down the side, and then you see that the screenshot of his face, and when he smiles.
Yes.
You know what? And it's only just now I've been trying to figure
what
I really hate about it. What I really, really hate about Illidan. And it looks like it. It looks like Stephen King's It. The clown. The clown. The clown has a face. It does. It's got the jagged teeth. And I'm like, oh. And it just dawned on me when I was watching the cinematic last night. I was like, I don't like that. What that it reminds me of something. And it's just triggered me now exactly what that look is. It is the clown from Stephen King's It. It's the same teeth. I'm just like,
I will tell you that I've never seen It, because when it came out, I was not allowed to.
Oh, okay.
So it's still on my list of things to see, because I know that I've wanted to watch it. It's just, every time I think about it, I've never gone to go
I don't
get
think
it.
I'm going to be able to watch the new one.
Yes, like, and it's I want to watch the old King. One before seeing the new one, so.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch the new one. I saw the trailer and I just was, terrified.
So before I wrap up, so I'm going to wrap up my stuff. I'm just going to say there's more. And I'm not going to say what happens, but there's more with him. And it makes me despise him. I loathe him. There's actually times where when the quest involves him, I don't want to play. I literally do not want to play WoW because of a character in WoW. I loathe him. I loathe him. I loathe. Okay. I loathe. Malfurion. Tyrande. I'm not a fan of, but I don't loathe her. I can deal with her. You know, it's fine. She's just the way she is. The other two, one's a bit of a derp. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, Ysera, sorry. And the other one is a bit of a, I can't say it on, that's a really nice term. Because we have a clean tag on this show. But I have other words for him. The only thing that makes me now like this character so much, doesn't make me like it so much, but makes me want to like it, is that I've learned that the voice actor for this character is Liam O'Brien, who is on Critical Role. And when I watch him, I'm like, I had no idea. And I'm thinking, wow. So I know that they touch up the voice and all that stuff to be just to make him sound, he's got that kind of demonic kind of echo thing. That's the only thing I like about him, because that guy is awesome.
Yeah.
But I literally loathe the character Blizzard. And it's made me sometimes not want to play. I kind of put my blinders on, don't listen to the, and carry on with whatever quest. And when I saw the ending cinematic, I was furious. I was so mad. I was so mad. So that was my week in WoW.
Wow. Okay. Isn't it interesting, though, that such...
It's really irked me.
It's just a game.
It's just a game, but man...
It's a game we play, but geez, do we feel so much for these characters and what they go through and decisions they make and all this stuff that we literally feel the pain, feel like we've been punched in the stomach, that they've done this to us,
I feel like I feel like we're playing a good book. And when you read a good book, you like the characters, you love them, and you hate them, right? And WoW is just like that, except we're playing in it. And man, it... Illidan. So mad. I wasn't even mad at how much at how much he sneered and all that. I'm like, no, that's him. That's nothing new. And everybody else, I saw a lot of people that were like, what is going on? He's not supposed to be like that. I'm like, are you kidding? He is like that. From the opening intro, right? Where he's yapping. Oh, the blood is on your hands. Oh, get out of here. Kaylita, go. Because okay. Otherwise I will rant for okay. another right. 20 minutes.
So, well, before the patch hit, I had decided I was actually going to play an alt as well, other than Challenge Tune. Hey. So, yay. So I decided I'd get, so my Lita, my Blood Elf DK. She's been tank spec like forever, so I don't change her. So I thought, well, there was a Legion Assault up, and I thought, oh, I'll just go do it. I think it was in High Mountain. And I went and did the Legion Assault, but at first I was confused because I was like, why isn't it popping up? Why isn't the quest popping up?
Okay.
Does help if you're actually in the right area for the quest to pop up. I'm in Thunder Totem, and there's like demons everywhere and there's stuff, and on the map it's literally like half a centimeter off where I'm standing, but I was not in the right spot to actually get the quest. So I'm running around killing stuff and I'm like, the quest isn't popped. I'm killing stuff, I'm getting XP, but it's not making sense. And I got really confused because I'm going, you can do Legion Assaults on your alts. I know I have, because Wingy and Ash have both leveled like 50 million alts just doing the Legion Assaults. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And it was only when I came back later, it's like, how about you go outside Thunder Totem? Just go over like 30 meters that way. And sure enough, the quest popped, and I was like, oh, you're a doofus. So, so I managed to get from 101 to 104, so she's 104.
Cool.
So that's not too bad. I did two assaults, so one in High Mountain and one in Velshara. I did a little bit of questing, but I also thought I would do some profession quests. And oh my lord. So on my DK, I have got Inscription and Jewelcraft, right?
Okay.
So they're both two non-gathering professions. So I normally have to rely on my priest, who is a herb alchemist. So I use, you know, excess herbs I send over to my DK. And I think from memory, my warrior is a miner and my rogue, but I haven't been playing either one of those. So it's like, oh, I need stuff and, you know, what am I going to do? So yay for Blood of Sargeras, because I could buy some stuff from the vendor. But, oh my lord, the profession quest. Like, I know they were a pain on leader, but oh. Go over here, pick 10 of these pieces of random things, and then come back. And then, oh, we're going to send you over to here, and then over here. And I'm like going, is this going to end soon? Was like this chain quest that just kept going on and on. And I'm going, oh, please, I'm over this. So anyway, I got them done. Like, I've obviously picked up some new ones, and I got a couple of patterns and things like that. But I'm just like, I just want to level it. Just stop giving me quests to level this stuff. I just want to level it myself. But unfortunately, you know, you can't do Legion. It that way. So
nope,
it's a pain. Yeah, that's. I mean, I love my professions. I love my professions. I always have. But Legion just makes me really cringe. This expansion, I just really like, no. But it bugs me. It's one of those, it's like that OCD thing where I look, you know, I look at my toons and I'm like, well, the last expansion, I would have had already 5 max level characters.
Yep.
And here I have, and I've only got 2, and I'm barely playing any of my, you know, hundreds. I'm off playing, you know, 50 million challenge toons, which that's not a problem. It's just that Legion's just like, eh. So I thought, well, you know, I'll get stuck in the DK. So we'll see how that goes. And it's actually been quite fun. I've worked out a quite a good rotation, and she can heal herself. And you know, even when I jump in and was doing the Legion assaults and jumping in with the world quest, you know, to group up. And even if I got in with 110s, I found I was out tanking and out damaging the 110 who would come and, you know, would try and tank it. And I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm tanking it. I'm like tanking it, tankety tank, tankety tank, tankety tank. And actually, quite a few times I got healers in the group, so I was more than enough, like, with self-healing, but then not having to worry so much about making sure I was self-healing, because I've got, like, these priests and throw and chamois and throw me heals, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, you just keep healing me, I'll just, like, pull everything. I'm running around and I'm like pulling every damn demon I could. I'm like, bring them all over here, tank them all. And yeah, it was good. So the DK's been a lot of fun. I've actually been quite enjoying it. So that was good. And I did hop on Leader, I think it was the night before the patch.
Wait, hold on a second. Which class was it? I thought you were playing a Death Knight. Oh, because I thought, yes, you just said Demon Hunter. And I was like, what?
Oh, did I? No, yes. Death Knight. Yeah, I'm my Death Knight, yeah. So, no, I keep looking at my Demon Hunter, and maybe I might level the Demon Hunter next, or the Monk. I don't know. I'll see. I'll wait and see. But it's like they keep looking at me going, are you going to level us yet? And I'm like, hey, I'll get that. It's okay. Yeah. So the Death Knight's really cool. So I'm really enjoying, again, tank spec.
Yes.
Love the tank
spec. It's very, very strong.
Yeah. So then the night before the patch hit, I actually hit Prestige 2 with PvP on Leader.
Cool.
So that was really, because I was like trying hard to get it without being focused. Ooh. And then I had to go and hand this thing into Sylvanas. So I got like this little quest, and I had to go over to Undercity, and like all the big Hordies were there. Cool. I was surrounded by all the Hordies, and I, you know, lift up my weapon and I go, for the Horde, and they all cheer me, and it was really cool. So I was like, oh well, I didn't know that was gonna happen.
Did you get as the level 2 Prestige reward, or is there anything? Because I'm not sure.
I think it was just artifact power.
Okay.
Achievement. It was an achievement. And, I mean, a mount would have been awesome, but, you know. No, that's Prestige 4, I think.
I will never get that. There is just,
I know.
No.
I'm like that too. No, I mean, if I devoted like 100% of my playtime,
yeah,
sure, but... There's too much. I just don't have the time for it. So I was like, well, I hit Prestige 2, you know, that, and I didn't think that was going to happen before the patch. So I was kind of like, yay, I'm happy for that. Cause I wasn't going to get that far into it. So that was kind of cool. And then the only other thing I've done is, yeah, when the patch hit and I went to Argus. So Wingy and I started our adventures last night, which was kind of cool. And when I got there, you know, I took some screenshots and I thought I'd give you this one because I thought this was, it was really cool because I could see so far, like, look how many mountains.
Yep.
Look at the mountains, like, yeah, right over there. And I'm staring out and I'm just looking at the graphics and I'm just going, wow, like, oh, wow. I'm just going, oh my gosh. And, you know, and then you see the little spaceships up in the sky. I took some, you know, like when I swung my camera around, there's a little space and I'm just going, oh, wow. Both Wing and I both there just going, oh my gosh, look at it. It's just, oh wow. It's gorgeous. It's in a different vein, obviously, because it's very blues and greens and that from that kind of point. But when you get down into the ground and, you know, start your quest line. So obviously I've still got a lot to do. You know, we only managed to get a little way last night because we were playing, you know, we were playing together and working through everything. But checking out, you know, obviously I've opened up some new faction stuff, which was kind of cool. Some of the storyline so far has been really interesting, meeting certain factions and that. I found all of that, you know, I'm just like glued to reading. Like, I'm just like going, no, I'm not ready. Let me read. Cause I'm very, you know, I need to take it all in. And it, you know, even though we're in Vent, it's obviously like, shush, no, cinematic, don't talk. So it was all really cool. And I mean, I've still got obviously lots of other things to get there, but I've really enjoyed it so far. Like there's been a couple of things that we've done along the questing journeys and stuff that it's kind of, there was one point that I was like, whoa, like, and then my heart kind of like it skipped a beat. And yeah, so it was really good because I felt really invested in it. And I'm sitting there the whole time just going, yeah, come on. Yeah, yay. Ah, no. You know, so just had all this emotion. So it was kind of cool.
There will be more.
Yeah. Well, I did get a couple of achievements too. That was kind of, I got the, we came here for two reasons. Slay 100 non-trivial demons in I don't even know how to say these new ones.
Crocon?
Yeah. Macquarie? And
McAfee?
Torin. I had to think about it. I was like, I knew you had said McAfee, but I'm like, no. So yeah, so that was kind of cool. And then I picked up, we were doing a quest somewhere and I looted this really weird, I thought it was, because I kept looting these like decimated Eladar, not Eradar face and heads and stuff, right? So just gray, you know, just gray bits. And I kept vendoring them. You vendor them for like one copper. And so I picked up another one. And as I go to vendor it, I'm like, oh, not another one. Oh, whole one copper. But as I mouse over it, it's like this hidden artifact appearance for demonology.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, cool. But it wouldn't let me learn it. It's like, no, you have to be in demonology. And I'm like, I'm not changing. I'm not changing to learn it right now. I'm too busy questing. So I did go and do that when I logged in. And yeah, so that was kind of kind of cool. I've got the Skull of Manta Ray, but I don't really use it because I don't play Demonology. So I'm like, well, that's cool, but you know, I'm a Destro girl. So, and that's it. It's just been, you know, just plodding along with the Argus stuff and looking and seeing what vendors are around and if there's interesting stuff and seeing, you know, like up on the ship, there's people to talk to and they tell stories and, you know, yeah. It's like absorbing all of that because there is so much. And again, you know, you little snippets that you get when you talk to people about and they give you different, you know, like little snippets of background stuff. And it's like, it's really cool. You know, Blizzard doesn't have to do that, but it's so cool that they give you these little snippets of stuff. So yeah, so I'm just like, yeah, I really want to, you know, get stuck into it, but I obviously can't just at the moment. So it's like, oh well, I'll need to keep going. But yeah, it's I've liked what I've seen so far. It's very emotionally ticking a lot of boxes. Whether it's good, both good emotional and bad emotional, I think. Like it's all that whole feeling for me, which, you know, everyone knows. I love this game. So it's just, yeah, it just, I don't know, there's just something about new stuff too. And new stuff. So you go, you explore it all, and you're like, oh, what's over here? What's over here? And it's like, this big Fell Reaver. So, yeah. So it's kind of cool. So that's it. That's all I've really been doing this week. So, yeah.
Still sounds like you did quite a bit.
Yeah.
Bit,
yeah,
like
well,
got
I
some...
want to tell you on Sunday. You'll have to wait for that.
Oh, no. Listen, our last show was almost 3 hours, and it was the longest show we've ever done.
But it was a 2-year anniversary,
yes.
So you know.
However, you know. I will say that we can't do that again.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, that nearly wrecked my body.
I'm not. My body was wrecked, but there was the chance of being further wrecked by people in this house. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was good. It was a lot of good fun, though. Mm-hmm. It was really good fun. So, anyway, other than that, chat room. Hey guys, we've got some people in the chat room. So thanks for coming and hanging out with us, guys. We appreciate that. Anything else we need to mention? Thumbs up. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up, I think, because...
Yeah, you have to go.
I've got to go and pick up... Yeah, the buses decided to strike and just... Yeah, the buses are on strike in Brisbane. Thanks, guys. 6 to 10 p.m. My nephew's, like, up the highway. I've got to drive up the highway to go get him because there's going to be no buses, and I only found out like just a couple hours ago. So yeah, so I'm gonna go get him and be a nice auntie and go pick him up and not make him get a taxi because it'll cost him like horrendous.
He's my baby.
He's just my baby. A wee lad. Yeah, he's the baby nephew. So you know he's the youngest of them all. So we try and look after him a little bit more than some of the others because he's in Brisbane. Brisbane's very big compared to, you know, he came from Mackay, which is very small compared to what Brisbane is. So so I'm gonna go play good auntie. So anyway, we're gonna wrap this up now so I can go for a drive at 9 o'clock at night. Yeah, anyway, it's all good. So thank you, Stone, for going early. Sorry, chat room. Thank you, guys.
I'm kind of surprised they let you drive.
Why? I can drive. I don't drink. I can drive.
Nobody said anything about drinking. I just heard that you're a bad driver.
How did you hear that? I'm not. I'm a damn good driver. Thank you very much.
From nobody.
Exactly. I'm thinking, you're talking to no one.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do where people can find us. So you can find the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us and let us know how your Argus adventures are going. We would love to know. Send us an email, podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. We also have a Twitter account, so you can tweet to us there as well, which is @ADVAzeroth. We have a Discord server, which you are more than welcome to jump into. And also tell us your adventures there. You haven't done a thingy for it yet. You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. All right. You can catch us Twitch, twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, which is Thursdays, 6 a.m. Stone time, 8 p.m. my time. That is every Thursday. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones. As well as the Wild Chow Ninjas podcast every Saturday night, where I co-host with that one over there.
Yeah, that's me. Exactly. And you can find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. Alrighty. So thanks to everyone for the likes, the retweets, and chat room. Just coming and hanging out with us is really sweet. So thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. All right. Other than that, I hope everyone has an enjoyable time in Azeroth, Argus, Broken Shores, wherever you're playing, I suppose. Thing. But enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy. Have a good week. See ya.
I'm squirreling. I'm like, I better do the thing that I was supposed to do a month ago now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like doing it now when I should be doing it
now. Oh, okay.
Because I'll forget again. Okay.
All right.
Have a great week.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.